Black Lives Matter protesters cited for trespassing after McCloskey confrontation. By Amy Furr on September 12, 2020. Several Black Lives Matter protesters were recently given citations for trespassing at Mark and Patricia McCloskey's home on June 28 in St. Louis, Missouri. The office of City Councilor Julian Bush told Fox News in an email that the citations were mailed to the nine people but that Bush has not yet determined whether to file charges, Fox News reported. Those issued citations could face up to $500 in fines and up to 90 days in jail. But Bush said it was rare for individuals to receive those penalties for a municipal ordinance violation, according to the outlet. The McCloskeys used an AR-15 and pistol to defend their home from protesters as the group marched through their neighborhood during the initial incident in June, according to Breitbart News. The homeowner told GMA4 he came out armed because the protesters allegedly burst through a historic gate on the way to his property. He said, a mob of at least 100 smashed through the historic wrought iron gates of Portland Place, destroying them, rushed towards my home where my family was having dinner outside and put us in fear of our lives. In a video shown during the Republican National Convention, RNC, on August 24, the couple issued a warning as to what life under Democrat rule might be like if Joe Biden became president, Breitbart News reported. What you saw happen to us could just as easily happen to any of you who are watching from quiet neighborhoods around our country. And that's what we want to speak to you about tonight, Patricia said. Her husband continued. Whether it's defunding the police, ending cash bail so criminals can be released back out on the streets the same day to riot again, or encouraging anarchy on our streets, it seems as if Democrats no longer view the government's job as protecting honest citizens from criminals, but rather protecting criminals from honest citizens. Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were, Mark said. They've actually charged us with a felony for daring to defend our home, he noted. However, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt said in July he was seeking to have the felony charges against the couple dismissed. Well, the truth of the matter is this is nothing more than a political prosecution brought by St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner, he explained, adding, the right to self-defense is deeply rooted in our Constitution.